So Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Democrat, had this to say on Jake Tapper's State of the Union on CNN. Have a listen to this.
Do you think President Trump should be impeached and convicted?
Well, no, there's no doubt about it. He should be impeached, basically. But if we can't do it, you got to be practical about what we're doing now, Jake. You got two paths to go. We're about ready to install a new government. If I was Joe Biden, I'd want to be able to put my government together to start putting confidence back in the American people that we can govern ourselves and be the beacon of light for the whole country and the whole world. That's what we need to do. So with an impeachment going on as he's coming in, I understand we wouldn't get the articles if the House does it this week coming. We wouldn't get them until the 19th. So on Election Day, it would be the day we could officially start. That doesn't make any common sense whatsoever. So I hope people would look two paths. You've got a political path and you have a judicial path. I think the judicial path can be the one that can give us the best results to stop this type of silliness within politics, this dangerous, insidious type of speech that you have. And people have to understand your words have consequences. And we've seen it at the most dangerous level.
So in that clip, you heard Senator Joe Manchin mention the judicial path. He didn't mind the fact, it sounded like, that, yes, the president should be impeached. There's no doubt about it. But he preferred this judicial path for the reasons that he went into there. So I hadn't really heard a lot about this judicial path, and I wanted to know a little bit more about it. I found this article in the Washington Post today. So after a little bit of reading, it looks like Section 3 of the 14th Amendment could be used to prevent Donald Trump from ever holding public office again. So the impeachment vote, there's obviously a value to that in Congress. You would find out who's for impeachment, who's against it, and you would get that vote, and you would force the issue of accountability on Donald Trump in doing so. And then the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment would be used to prevent him from ever holding any sort of office in the United States ever again. So the history of Section 3 goes all the way back to the Confederacy, and it sought to prevent Confederates from holding public office ever again, or at least during the period of Reconstruction in the South. The Southerners argued strongly against it, saying it would harm the effort to unite the country. And in 1872, President Ulysses S. Grant told Congress this. He said that more than 6 years has passed since the last hostile gun was fired between the armies arrayed against each other. It may well be considered whether it is now time that the disabilities imposed by the 14th Amendment be removed. Congress then passed the Amnesty Act of 1872, which removed the prohibition against holding public office except for the very most senior of Confederate leaders. And then in 1898, a wider amnesty was then granted, assuming that it included them as well at that time, in 1898. So the Washington Post article says that the last time Section 3 of the 14th Amendment was used was in 1919, and it was used against Congressman Victor Berger of Wisconsin to prevent him from holding a seat in Congress following his opposition to the U.S. entering World War I. So after he voiced that opposition, they didn't want him to ever run again. So how would this Section 3 of the 14th Amendment work? Congress appears poised, as we know, to vote on Trump's impeachment, charging him with incitement of insurrection. That would likely pass in the House, but it's not likely to pass in the Senate because you would need that two-thirds majority vote. And not only that, the articles probably wouldn't even get to the Senate until like a day before inauguration. So once Congress votes on the impeachment, they could hold off on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate and instead vote on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to prevent Trump from ever holding office again. The benefit to doing that is that it would require just a simple majority. You wouldn't need that two-thirds majority vote in the Senate to actually pass Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, just a simple majority vote in the House and the Senate. And it wouldn't complicate the start of Biden's presidency, which was one of the concerns I think that the president had as well as Senator Manchin, because after the House and Senate voted on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, the courts would then have to make the final call on whether or not Section 3 of the 14th Amendment applies. So they would have that whole job of adjudicating what was handed to them, relieving Congress and Senate to pick up on other business. And as we know, Mitch McConnell has been sitting on a lot of business that hasn't made it through the Senate. It's just sitting there. It's died the awful death of negligence on his desk. So there's a lot of business that could be done in terms of COVID relief, health care, the list goes on and on. So by doing what I just mentioned, you know, through voting on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, number one, it would flush out Republicans in Congress on a vote to support impeachment or not, so you would find out who's in favor of it and who isn't. It would accomplish the goal of preventing Trump's 2024 run for president or any office. And furthermore, it would allow the courts to weigh the matter, enabling Congress to move on to regular business. So it's got a lot of potential benefits, and getting the courts involved, there's a huge benefit to that as well. So let's do this. Folks, thanks for listening, and until next time.